It's a lot of pressure on a lot of the Irish guys. A lot of people are talking about an Irish winner, you know. And if I was going for an Irish winner, I'd probably vote for Shane Lowry. I think he's a very good striker, a golf ball, a good links player, has won the Irish Open before, done well on links courses, and I think it could well be his turn. But you never know. You've got to be slightly fortunate with the weather forecast. You can get out at 6:30 and be very good, or you can get out at 4:30 and be very bad. You just don't know how it's going to be. So you need a little bit of fortune the first 2 days. But, you know, Kepka's going to be there. He's there every major nowadays. And it'd be nice to see Jordan Spieth come back to some form at the Open again. He loves it. He loves that competition. But you could say that of 50 people, really. It's very open this year. And, you never know. So that's the entertaining thing about it. And the thrill of the Open is that you're not sure who's going to do well year to year.
Yeah, of course. And when people talk about the prospect of a Rory McIlroy fairy tale, obviously playing in Northern Ireland, I mean, it would be a great story, but I suppose that expectation can weigh heavy on a player as well.
Well, it can indeed. You know, it's very much so. I used to feel a bit of pressure playing the Scottish Open, or when the Open was in Scotland, when, you know, in my sort of heyday back in the 90s, it was added pressure, and Rory's got that tenfold on his shoulders now in Northern Ireland. If he does come through, well, you know, the best to him. He'll have deserved it fully. It'll be difficult for him to compose himself and to get the job done when the crowd are so much for you. It's sometimes can backfire, but it sometimes can be good for you. So, you know, we wish him well. Obviously, it'll be something that will always go down in history if he does do it. But a lot of pressure on him, but obviously as a Brit and a British supporter, we wish him well.